Hello, and welcome to the Italian Threat Intel weekly podcast for the week commencing the 22nd of April, 2024. In InfoSec news this week, proving that even professionals in this space aren't completely safe, the MITRE Corporation suffered an attack by a state-based hacking group, which breached its systems back in January by chaining two Avanti VPN 0 days together. The incident was discovered after suspicious activity was detected on MITRE's networked experimentation, research and virtualization environment, known as NERV, an unclassified collaborative network used for research and development. MITRE has since notified all affected parties of the breach and contacted relevant authorities and is now working on restoring operational alternatives. Evidence collected during the investigation apparently shows that this breach did not affect the organization's core enterprise network or its partner systems. Quote, no organization is immune from this type of cyber attack, not even one that strives to maintain the highest cybersecurity possible, according to MITRE CEO Jason Pravidicus. We are disclosing this incident in a timely manner because our commitment to operate in the public interest and to advocate for best practices, which enhance enterprise security as well as necessary measures to improve the industry's current cyber defense posture. A separate advisory also explained that the threat actors compromised one of MITRE's virtual private networks by chaining two Ivanti Connect zero-day vulnerabilities together. They could also bypass multi-factor authentication defenses by using session hijacking, which allowed them to move laterally through the breach network's VMware infrastructure using a hijacked administrator account. Throughout the incident, the hackers repeatedly used a combination of sophisticated web shells and backdoors in order to maintain access to hacked systems and harvest credentials. Since early December, these two security vulnerabilities, one an authentication bypass vulnerability tracked as CVE-2023-46805, and a command injection vulnerability tracked as CVE-2024-21887, have been exploited to deploy multiple malware families for espionage purposes, with Mandiant linking these attacks to an advanced persistent threat group it tracks as UNC-5221. With other venues reporting signs that Chinese state-sponsored threat actors were exploiting the 2 zero-days. According to these other reports, Chinese hackers backdoored over 2,100 Avanti appliances, harvesting and stealing account and session data from these breached networks. Victims reportedly ranged in size from some small businesses to some of the largest organizations worldwide, including Fortune 500 companies from various industry verticals. Users of the Crush FTP Enterprise File Transfer software are being urged to update the latest version following the discovery of a security flaw which has come under targeted exploitation in the wild. Quote, Crush FTP version 11 versions below 11.1 have a vulnerability where users can escape their VFS and download system files, according to the advisory released by the company. This has been patched in version 11.1. That said, customers who are operating their FTP instance within a DMZ-restricted environment are protected against these attacks. CrowdStrike, in a post shared to Reddit, said it had observed an exploit for this flaw being used in the wild in a targeted fashion. These intrusions are said to have mainly targeted US entities, with the intelligence gathering activity suspected to be politically motivated. Crush FTP's founder emphasized that no additional technical details about the issue have been made public. This critical security flaw has been assigned the identifier of CVE-2024-4040, with a CVSS score of 9.8, and is described as a server-side template injection vulnerability. Airbus Cert has since published a set of Python scripts on GitHub which can be used to scan a target for the Crush FTP file read vulnerability, as well as to look for indicators of compromise in a Crush FTP server installation directory. According to CrowdStrike, the flaw has been exploited as a zero-day to target multiple US entities, but no further details about attribution or the nature of these targeted attacks are available at time of recording. Another advisory claims that CVE-2024-4040 is trivial to exploit, enabling a remote unauthenticated attacker to access and potentially exfiltrate all files stored on the Crush FTP instance. The US Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, have also added the shortcoming to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, requiring federal agencies to apply this vendor-provided fix by May 1, 2024. And a new malware campaign has leveraged 2 zero-day flaws in Cisco networking gear in order to deliver custom malware and facilitate covert data collection on target environments. Cisco Talos has dubbed the activity Arcane Door. and attributed it to the handiwork of a previously undocumented, sophisticated state-sponsored actor, which it tracks under the name UAT-4356. The group deployed two backdoors as components of this campaign, which were used to collectively conduct malicious actions on target, which included configuration modification, reconnaissance, network traffic capture, and potentially lateral movement. A successful foothold is followed by the deployment of two implants named Line Dancer and Line Runner, the former of which is an in-memory backdoor, enabling attackers to upload and execute arbitrary shellcode payloads, including disabling system logging and exfiltrating packet captures. Line Runner, on the other hand, is a persistent HTTP-based Lua implant installed on the Cisco Adaptive Security Appliance, or ASA, by leveraging the aforementioned 0 days so that it can survive across reboots and upgrades. It's been observed being used to fetch information staged by Line Dancer. At the moment, exactly which country is behind Arcane Door is unclear. However, both Chinese and Russian state-backed actors have targeted Cisco routers for cyber espionage purposes in the past. Cisco did not specify how many customers were compromised as part of this attack, but this development once again highlights the increased targeting of edge devices and platforms such as email servers, firewalls, and VPNs, which traditionally lack endpoint detection and response solutions, as evidenced by the recent string of attacks targeting Barracuda networks, Fortinet, Avanti, Palo Alto, and VMware. Thank you very much for listening to the Tally and Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please do not hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here. And thank you very much for listening.